It heats up and goes live. Let's see. Oh, so this screen pops up. Perfect. We are live. So, all right, everyone. This is the First Inning Radio Show. We have a good one today. This is more like a response video to MLB Grunt Talks.com. Hopefully, I'm saying that right. But it's some pretty cool kids that talk about baseball and sports. And this very special episode, we're going to talk about the Yankees salary cap and how will it be affected for the 2021 season and beyond for the Yankees. And can the Yankees buy a world championship, which they could, I believe. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. I have with me at a disclosed location, Roger, the big Yankee fan. Say hello, Roger.
Hello, good evening, BX Bomber, and hello, Michael. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather today, so my chest is bothering me a little bit, so I'm not looking my best, so I didn't come on video, but I'm on audio, so I'm doing well. Good to talk to you, Michael.
Well, yeah, also on the line, I'm going to have Michael Caputo on the line talking some baseball, too. He's been a good guy commenting online. Say hello, Michael.
How you doing, man? You hear me?
Hopefully, can you hear him, Roger?
Yes, I can hear Michael.
I hear him. I hear him, but he's a little muffled, but I can hear him.
All
I
right, perfect. Yeah, it's the I gotta raise my speaker here. But I came across this article from these guys called MLB Grunt Sports, and it's more about the salary cap. And the Yankees want to sit under $200 million, as they say, right? But it looks like the second luxury tax tier is $230 million, and the first tier is $210 million. But I believe with the Yankees payroll, which is what? It's roughly around $180 million, $170 million, right? The Yankees payroll.
They have quite a lot of money off the books as of right now because, you know, of the pending free agents and have not signed anyone at this point. So there is money off the books as of this point in time.
So there's plenty of money right now. With the current team they got right now, they got plenty of money to buy some players. Am I correct or am I bugging?
Yes, they are. They could definitely, absolutely sign players. They could sign 3 players or 4 players. I mean, their payroll is not even like their payroll is not even over the luxury tax. So I don't know what we're doing here. They could sign 2 pitchers. They could sign Bauer. They could re-sign LeMahieu, and they could sign that catcher that you said, Molina or McCann. So yeah, I don't
check
know what
this out,
doing.
Right?
Yeah.
I saw an article about Yadier Molina, right? Mm-hmm. And Molina said he wants to win the championship. It's not about money. And he's looking for a 2-year deal. That's perfect for the Yankees right there.
Yeah.
You can pay this guy like $12 million.
The only thing is he's too old, but I take him over Sanchez any day. I think he's better than Sanchez, way better.
Because
he's a two-time champion. He's got 2 rings. I would take him.
Yeah, from this article, right, Gary Sanchez is $5.5 million, right?
Yeah.
So you can pay this guy another $10 million, and you can pay Molina about $13-14 million for the 2 years.
Yep.
You know, each year 14 something like that, right? Now we got a catcher that is clutch.
Have to decide by Wednesday, tomorrow at 8 p.m. whether they are going to tender Gary Sanchez. And it would be about $5 or $6 million that they would have to commit to him. And they have until 8 p.m. Tomorrow evening to decide.
I would trade him. And you could trade him and Michael Andujar. Because, see, Miguel Andujar, he's down in the Dominican Republic playing winter baseball. And he's not doing so well. I don't even know why he's not even starting anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So something's wrong going on with him now. Domingo Germán, he looks real good pitching down there right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And those are.
I'm not really a big fan of Domingo Armand, and it goes beyond what he did to his wife that he hit her. I just don't. I think that guy's just a one-hit wonder. I just think he's going to be a bust. I mean, I don't think he's going to like have a year like he did 2 years ago. I think he's just going to be a. I don't know. I don't think he's the anti Domingo Armand. They need two pitchers, the Yankees. They need to get two starters, and you know, with this rotation that we're currently going into, I don't think the Yankees are a World Series team. They just need.
And Michael, I wanted to tell you that I was looking at a little bit of information about what the Yankees could potentially do. And the Yankees could potentially, depending on how Cashman feels, be looking at another Japanese pitcher named Tomoyuki Sugano. And he could be on the Yankees' radar. And he is similar in age to Masahiro Tanaka. They are both about 31 years old. And he played for the Yomiuri Giants, and he could be posted as early as this week. And he has a 2.34 earned run average career over 8 years with a 4.59 K to walk ratio. And he has 1,216 career strikeouts and only having 265 walks. And he has won the Sawamura Award twice, which is kind of like our Cy Young. And it would have to be depending on what Cashman, which way Cashman would be leaning, for Tanaka or Sugano at this point, but that is a possibility now.
You're actually right. I just put up a picture from the New York Post about the article. And you know, people could read it for themselves or whatever, it's on the thing, but check this out. These guys don't last in major leagues, man. You know, they're overrated. They're more like minor league pitchers to me. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause then whatever happened, they come here and they get hurt all the time. All of them get hurt, all of them. And they all get Tommy John surgery, every single one of them. You know, or down to the Yu Darvish. And the other guy on the Angels over there, he
Oh
got he.
yeah, Bronx Bomber, don't mind if I like just in a three-way thing or.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
All right, yeah, because he wanted to talk Yankees too. He loves the Yankees. He's a big Yankee fan.
Yeah, but so that's what, but these guys don't last. What do you think, Roger?
He was gonna call
Well,
you.
I
He was
think
gonna call
be a
your
bummer
article
that
about
Tanaka,
Bomber.
you know, he
Yeah,
did
let him go.
have the injury to the arm. Held off on Tommy John surgery, and he held off, and it has not, the ligament has not given him trouble over a 7 year period after that first year of having the problem with the ligament. And I look at Tanaka with a little bit more than you do, actually. Tanaka had a 3.47 earned run average last year. And sometimes I feel that the grass is not always greener on the other side of the fence, you know, when you're looking for someone else. So I would still strongly think about re-signing Tanaka, and they could also look into this pitcher, Tomoyuki Sugano. They're both similar in age, both Tanaka and Sugano, but I do understand what you're talking about with the Japanese pitchers. But I think Tanaka has been pretty good. But I do remember Hideki Irabu. That was a bust back in the
Yeah.
late 90s.
How much do you pay him?
He may be cheaper than Tanaka at this point, but I did not see anything about what the Yankees would be offering him. But he, you know, they would have to pay a posting fee. You know, they would have to pay the posting fee to the Yamamori Giants.
I don't want
You
Tanaka,
know,
man.
for the
Tanaka's dumb.
offhand.
Yeah,
I don't want
I think
Tanaka.
it's no on Tanaka, man, because
Yeah, nah, I don't want Tanaka. Screw
yeah,
that. I don't
because
want Gardner either.
we can get just as good as Tanaka for a way cheaper
Yeah.
price somewhere else. No name or
We've
whatever.
been through Tanaka already, man. For like 7 years already. Enough is enough with Tanaka.
Yeah, it's already a lost dream, man, with this
Yeah,
guy.
why don't
And
you go
then
out and get like a better pitcher? I mean, there's better pitchers out there than Tanaka. I don't honestly know what Brian Cashman's doing, but this is why I don't like Brian Cashman as a general manager. I mean, there's good pitchers available. Why would you want to like risk rolling Tanaka when they could sign Trevor Bauer and make a trade for a pitcher? I don't like. This is why the reason the Yankees never win because we bring back the exact same team every single season.
thinking that we're gonna win. Yeah, and there's a and what happens with Yankee fans is that they get attached to these players, and they don't want to let them go.
Yeah, you know? They have a lot of loyalty to their players, but there's got to be a point in time where you have to say like goodbye. I mean, you can't keep bringing back the same exact team every single year. You got to like make changes. Because Yankees' problem with them is they have
well, Michael there is a they have to add Michael like there is a there is a possibility. Right now, this is just, you know, in the rumor stage. But the Philadelphia Phillies have had some serious financial problems that year. The Philadelphia Phillies have serious financial problems. And there is a possibility that they might be thinking about trading Aaron Nola. You know, Aaron Nola is a super quality pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah,
and he is signed through 2022. At a grand total of $32 million, and he has a 58 wins and 40 losses career record and a 1.16 WHIP with 922 Ks. And the Yankees could offer something to the Phillies in the way of Clint Frazier or Andujar. And the Phillies, who are in serious financial problems, might possibly be thinking about it. So right now, this is just in the rumor stage, but there is Tomoyuki Sugano from Japan, and maybe a possibility of Aaron Nola, but right now that's just in rumor stage.
I mean, I take Aaron Nola, but I mean, I don't know if like I just don't know if it's possible if the Yankees are going to pull the trigger on that trade. I mean,
I believe he's just a name at this point. Aaron Nola, he's just a name at this point. We need a guy that is young, has something to prove.
Aaron Nola is only 25 years old. He's young.
Yeah, well, but I don't even think he wants to play for the Yankees, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a possibility. I don't even know if that's gonna happen. I think that's like a long shot. But I mean, I would take him. I mean, he would be a really good number two. But to be honest with you, I'd rather sign Trevor Bauer. I'd rather have him as a number two than Nola.
Yeah, we can get at least two priority pitches. I think we need
two. Yeah, we definitely need two pitches. We gotta get two.
We can buy two. We can buy two, actually. They have enough money to buy two. And then if they really want, they can trade Gary Sanchez. If they pick up Molina.
Yeah.
Right? If they pick up Molina, let's say, they can really trade Sanchez for another pitcher. You'll have like a four pitches right there.
Yeah, I don't know what's this luxury tax problem that they have. They don't really have a luxury tax issue. Why is their goal to always stay under the luxury tax every single year? I mean, they say this every season. Last year, they signed Garrett Cole. Look how much money they gave him. They gave him $324 million for 9 years. Why now is it a problem? It's always a problem for them. And then they lie, the Yankees. Like, they always say that, and they sign somebody. They always do this every year.
That's true. And then they sign, and then, but majority of the time, they sign the wrong guy, too. you know what I mean?
Well, remember, they signed Cole, took them 10 years to make a big splash. Before Garrett Cole, they signed C.C. Sabathia. So it wasn't for a while since they signed someone big, but I don't like how they always talk about the luxury tax. Like, why don't they just screw the luxury tax and just say, we want to win the World Series? It's like, this team's not serious about winning. You know, they just, all they care about is luxury tax. And Bobby Pope wrote something on the comments. He said that they're in trouble with the luxury tax, but I don't think they are. They have like a lot of money left. I mean, if you let Hap go, Gardner go, Tanaka, they don't re-sign Tanaka and sign Paxton. There's a lot of money coming off the books right there. Yeah. They can sign three players.
And Matt, well, but wait, but
Michael
also,
is that,
but also,
oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, BX.
Hold on. If you buy two quality pitchers right now off the market, which they have the money to do, right?
Yeah.
Now you can get rid of some of these bullpen guys. You know, that's freeing up some money right there.
The only bullpen guy I see them getting rid of maybe is probably Adavino. Tommy Canley, nobody's going to want him because he's got Tommy John surgery. So I don't know anybody's going to take him. I mean, the Yankees could easily release him because he's coming off of Tommy John. But, I mean, who's going to want to take a guy that's coming off Tommy John surgery? I don't know who's going to want him.
Yeah, I don't like him neither. What you going to say, Roger?
I said I believe they already did release him. And also, we all know that Hal Steimer does not operate like his dad George did. And Hal is also saying that, you know, with no fans in the stadium last year, The Yankees make a lot off of the YES Network and the television contract, but Hal was saying there were no fans in the stadium, that they had lost the most money of any Major League Baseball team. So, you know, Hal just doesn't operate the way George does.
No, he doesn't. But still, I mean, I understand they lost more money than anybody and had the fans, but can't, like, pivot and give up the whole season because of this. I mean, they're still the New York Yankees, and they have a ton of money. I mean, they're worth, like, $5 billion.
They still spend their 1996 money.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They still spend their 19. They still got that Jeter money up in there. They got that Jeter money still floating around. You know what I mean?
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know why. But what kills me is for the last 6 years, man, 6 years, the Yankees put up a good squad. They go into spring training. They need help with pitching. And Cashman does nothing to help the pitching staff. They don't buy nobody or get no. Yeah. Oh, and then they destroy the playoffs. And then the pitchers are tired, and they can't even pitch a game in September. You know what I mean? And then it's like you bringing in a tired team into the playoffs, kind of. You know,
bullpen,
like,
is always burnt out by the playoffs because they have no pitching, and by the time the playoffs come, all those relievers are burnt out. This is why they need pitching, and they don't listen to any of the fans when we keep saying they need pitching. All they do is just keep beefing up the bullpen and the lineup, and we need pitching. We need, like, that 1-2 punch with Garrett Cole. We need another pitcher after Cole. We need, like, a solid number two pitcher. We need a great number two pitcher, and they don't listen to the fans. They just keep going after hitting the bullpen.
Well, we need...
Don't forget, Severino will be back, but it won't be until about mid-season.
I'm not counting on him.
But we need that. Hold on. But we need that structure of that 1998 team. Like, they had the closer, the setup men, the specialist. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you're going to see that again. What do you think, Roger?
Well, you know, as it is these days, starting pitchers, I mean, the Yankees really had some of the fewest innings from their starting pitching. And if they completed 5 innings, they were doing well, the Yankees. And, you know, many of these starting pitchers only go 6 innings, but I do know what you're talking about. In 96 with Graham Lloyd and Ramiro Mendoza and, you know, John Wetland and Mariano just came in, that they had one heck of a bullpen at that point in time.
You know, but the thing is though, they all had a special ability.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. They were all different types of pitchers. You know, you had Graham Lloyd. You had Ramiro Mendoza. You know, you had John Wetland that worked as a closer that year.
They had Mike Stanton.
Exactly. Yeah, and Nelson, guys, you met Nelson face to face. Did you tell Michael that you met Nelson face to face?
Yeah, Jeff Nelson. Yeah.
Keith Garvey.
Yeah, man. They had some specialty guys that matter of fact, I don't even think you find that in any of baseball now. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what it was though? See, back then we didn't need to buy any names. When we won those 4 championships, that's what I liked. We didn't have to go out there and, you know, break the bank. Now we have to do it because we don't have those type of players anymore. It's like we're forced to do it. But we did try to rebuild the team again because if you remember, we tried to do that from the ground up in 2016. We were trying to, you know, we were sellers. We were trying to rebuild everything over again. But look what happened. And then we were one year away. Well, actually, we were ahead of schedule. We were going to win the World Series in 2017, and we lost. So the Yankees were, like, doing the right thing. They were trying to rebuild their team, but they failed. And now they're going back to buying it again, and that's, they fail with that. So it's like I told you, like, whatever way they try to do it, they can't win.
They brought those kids up 1 year too early, Severino, well, the Sanchez, and all those guys.
Yeah, they did bring them up a little too early, but hey, they were ahead of schedule. No one thought they were going to go to the ALCS that year.
No, nobody thought it, but they played a hell of a game that year, though. You know, I don't take it away from the Indians, the way they did, the Indians took a two-game-to-none lead. Hold on, what you said, Roger? Say it again.
I said what was fantastic was the way they came back against the Indians that year after being 2 games to none. and we had we had that to win over Kluber in game five, which was fantastic. And then they moved on to play the Astros. And in that series against the Astros, the home team won every single game. The Yankees won all the games at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And the Astros really shut the Yankees down in Houston. You know, the Yankees really had a hard time scoring in Houston that year.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Man. I don't think – and my thing is, you know, you beat these guys all year. Beat them up. Then when we get to the playoffs, we scared of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now we can't even hit this guy now. You know what I mean? Now these guys is looking like Roger Clemens and Nolan Ryan on the mound, and these guys are striking out, swinging, or looking.
That happened.
You know? Because you know what? I think they go on a lot of guessing, too.
Yeah. That's you know? All they do. They second guess. And I told you, this team is not built for a World Series. They have too many guys that hit home runs. Too many guys that strike out. They don't have, like, we need, like, five DJ LeMayus on this team, really. We need, like, five DJ LeMayus on the lineup.
Man, that'll be any team's dream, man, to have just one LeMayu. You know what I mean? So, yeah, hopefully the Yankees pick this guy up. What they got to do it this week, man.
Yeah, I was just going to say now. So, when do you think he's going to get signed? It's December 1st now. I think it's going to be this week because tomorrow's the non-tender deadline. So, I thought they were going to get this out of the way and sign him first, and then they can focus on pitching. I don't know why the Yankees are making this drag with this. Just sign this guy, get it over with, and we can focus on pitching. I just want to get this over with already.
He should have been signed before the season ended last year.
Yeah, he should have been signed last season. He should have been signed in the regular season last year.
Yo, as soon as he got the Silver Slugger Award, was it the Silver Slugger?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He got the Silver Slugger Award, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Right? I would have signed him that next
really
day.
They dragged their feet. They dragged their feet by the bench.
Title.
What? The next day I would have got him. The next day I would have got him.
I mean, right. I don't think they're gonna let a guy go that bad. It's 364. I doubt he's the Yankees are definitely signing him back. There's no way they're gonna let him go.
But I think the last person to win a batting title was who? A-Rod?
On the Yankees? Believe it or not,
I think it goes all the way back to Paul O'Neill. Oh wait, Bernie
O'Neill,
Williams.
Yes, he's right. Paul O'Neill, 1994, and that was the strike year too.
But what about Bernie Williams? Didn't Bernie Williams get it?
Yeah, Bernie Williams, 1998. I forgot. Yeah, Bernie won in 98. So, yeah, that was
right.
The last one.
Wow. So, look at that, man. Out of all those Yankees that came through the Yankees, because the Yankees is like a whore now. You know what I mean? Like, so many people ran through us. Like, we're like the hood whore, right?
Oh,
so
and I was going to say something how many... else. DJ LeMayu is the only player that won two batting titles in each league. LeMayu won in the National League and then the American League batting titles.
Wow, he did like a Frank Robinson type of thing, right?
Yep. Yes, one with the Rockies and one with the Yankees.
Wow. We never thought we would ever see that, I think, right?
No, we haven't. Nope.
That's a good feat, man, for real.
What were you saying? I'm sorry, Bomber. So what were you saying now? I didn't mean to interrupt. What were you saying before about the whore? You called the Yankees a whore.
Oh yeah, you know how many people ran through the team already?
Yeah.
You know, it's just nothing but skin at this point.
It's getting to a point where I'm fed up with this team. I'm a fan to the end. I'll always be a Yankee fan. I love the Yankees, but I'm getting very like this team like gives me more gray hairs. Like I'm getting tired of the losing. It's 11 years. How many more times are we going to see this team lose and do the wrong thing? Why don't they just be smart for once, change their approach, go out and get hitting, you know, get some clutch hitters, sign LeMayu back and get pitching. They don't listen to the fans. And I hope he listens to your videos, Brian Cashman, or someone's listening.
Yeah, man. Yo, 2019 for me was the worst year for the Yankees, man, in my opinion, because
Red Sox.
Because it's like, even though they, you know, they hit hitting or whatever, it's like they did nothing to, like, they had no, it's like the pitching was the worst ever seen, man. The pitching was worse. Yeah. I never seen no pitching like that on the Yankees ever, where they give up a run in the first inning every game. You know what I mean? It was like, wow, I never seen this, man. And then we have to come back with the next man up and all this. Man, that was crazy, man. I can't live another season like that.
I'll tell you though, 2019, really, they were magicians, you know, with all of the injuries that they had in 2019 and the struggles with the pitching, like you were talking about. They still pulled out 103 wins. And I meant to say they lost to the Astros in 2019, but lost in the division series to the Red Sox in 2018. And Michael, I wanted to let you know I'm an older guy, and my first Yankee game took place when I was a five-year-old going into kindergarten.
Wow. That's
and my grandfather brought me to my first game as a five-year-old, and it was Mickey Mantle Day. He was he had just retired, and they were having a special day. It was a doubleheader, and I was a five-year-old, and I remember it, you know, from a child's point of view, and I remember it much better from the old videos. And then, of course, all through the 70s, 80s, 90s, right up to today, you know, I've been getting to Yankee Stadium for many decades. My teams in the 70s were Thurman Munson, Chris Chambliss, Mickey Rivers, Reggie Jackson, Ron Guidry, Catfish Hunter, Goose Gossage. You know, those were my teams when I was playing in Little League and junior high school.
They're definitely legends. My cousin went to Yankee games in the 70s and 80s and told me stories how crazy it was back then, how the stadium was a lot different back then. And if you would go to Yankee Stadium,
oh, it was wild. The 70s were crazy. I mean, yeah. During the 76 playoffs, when Chris Chambliss hit the home run against the Kansas City Royals in 76 to put the Yankees into the World Series against the Cincinnati Reds,
yeah, I mean, craziness
was going on. They did not have the security that they have now. People were throwing batteries down on the field and paper, and then they charged the field. They used to charge the field after the Yankees won the championship, and it was crazy. Thousands of fans would charge the field. You could see the old film clips of that on YouTube.
Obama, I said that my cousin went to go see the Yankee game in 1977. It was bat day for Reggie Jackson, and he told me that when he went to the Yankee game, trying to get a bat, and he said he saw people getting jumped like under the stadium, like where the stadium is like that underneath tunnel. They were like jumping people. That's how crazy it was. It was crazy.
Oh yeah, it was a wild time period, and I actually went to two World Series games in 78. I went to game three, the New York Yankees versus Los Angeles Dodgers, and then game three, Ron Guidry was pitching, and Ron Guidry did not have his best stuff that night, and the Dodgers were hitting hard shots down the third base line, and Greg Nettles was making amazing plays. And I was sitting on the third base side, and then I went to game five, and the Yankees won that game. I believe it was 11-3 over the Dodgers, and they had a pitcher by the name of Jim Beattie who was pitching for them in game five. I don't know if you remember Jim Beattie. Well, he's before your time, but Jim Beattie was
a very good pitcher. I'm familiar with most of everybody on the 70s. Yeah, I remember all those plays, even though I was before my time. Yeah.
But yeah, but you're a very knowledgeable Yankees fan, Michael. And what I'm going to do is, if 21 is a better year for us, and we're able to actually get into Yankee Stadium, I'll treat you to a seat, and the three of us can go together.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. And I was going to ask you guys, too, where do you think J.T. Rizzo is going to go? That's an interesting because they're saying now the Phillies, I know they want him back, but where do you think he's going to wind up? You think he's going to the Mets? Or?
I pray he goes to the Mets.
Yeah, I don't want him to go to, like, the Dodgers or any of those other teams, like the Astros. Or I don't think he'll go to those teams.
Because, you know, I want to see the Mets do good, you know? It's like, it's whack without the Mets as a good team in New York. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just don't like their fans, because their fans are getting way too, like overconfident, and they're getting too cocky because they got this crazy. Owner.
They get stupid. I know. I like that, though, you know? Because, you know, we don't have nobody else, man. It's like, all we got is them. You know what I mean?
But their fans think it's over already. They think they won the World Series, and they haven't made one single move yet, and they already think it's in the bag for them. Why don't they try making a move first before they can start talking? Because they're still going to always be a little brother to the Yankees in my book. So.
Oh, yeah, man. But, you know, hopefully this new owner, man, puts in a lot of money and they can, you know, win a world championship or get close to it. But it's going to be hard, man. And that division that they in, man.
Yeah, they'll make, like, two moves. I think they'll probably sign Realmuto and probably sign, like, I guess maybe Trevor Bauer. I'm hearing that they don't want to trade for Lindor because they want to keep that shortstop. They have Rosario, Ahmed Rosario. So I don't think, doesn't look like they're going to go in the direction of trading for Lindor. So it's one of those signings. And they didn't even say anything about George Springer or Michael Brantley. So, oh yeah, they know they actually did say they're interested in Springer. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
one of those signings.
Yeah, I mean, Springer would do good on the Mets, though.
Yeah.
You know, they need a center fielder, but they need a good infield, though, too, man. They
yeah,
need...
their infield is. See, that's the problem, the Mets. They don't have a good infield. They have the opposite that we
have. DX, can you hear me?
Go ahead, Roger. Go ahead, Roger.
I just wanted to say my test is bothering me a little bit tonight. So what I'm going to do is you and Michael continue on. And I'm going to sign off for now, but I'll be on video again on Tuesday, okay?
All right, cool, man. We're going to end it shortly anyway, too, man.
Okay, so you and Michael continue on, and I'll definitely be on video on Tuesday when we come back. But I'll tell you, Michael, unfortunately, I have a cigarette habit, and occasionally you get an irritated chest, you know, when you have a crummy cigarette habit for as long as I have. And I'm feeling just a little bit under the weather right now. So I'm going to sign off now. And you guys take care. And I'll talk to you tomorrow, BX. Take care, Michael.
Yeah, man, I'll talk to you then.
Have a good one, man. Have a great one.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Have a great one. All right, man. So Bomber, so yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it was great talking to Roger. So Yankees really could sign, like, they could, realistically, technically, they could sign three big names, right? If they want, right?
I believe they can.
Yeah,
I mean,
believe they could. You were just telling me, like, you were telling me the particulars earlier, and you were telling me that the luxury tax is not. What does it stand at right now? Like, what's their payroll? That's what I like to know. What the payroll is.
It's 180 million, somewhere around there.
Yeah. So then, what are they? What is this team? What are we doing over here? Like, all right, let's do this. I wanted to talk to you about this. Leave out the bullpen. Cause I don't think they need any other big arms because they always add to the bullpen. All right, so now let's focus on the pitching. They need two starters. They could sign Bauer, or they could trade for a starter via trade, or sign one, which I don't think if they sign Bauer, it's going to most likely be a trade if they get a second pitcher. So they could do that. Those are two moves. And then they could obviously they're going to re-sign with Mayhew. That's three. So then they could sign the catcher that you said. So what are the Yankees doing here? I don't understand. Like, what are they trying to prove?
I mean, even if they go 240 million, let's say. Yeah. I mean, that's
well, still... Let's add up the money. If you sign on LeMahieu too, what do you think he's going to get? He's probably going to get it like 120
oh,
million.
Oh, I'll tell you right now. Let me see. It's
5 years.
He could get 4 years, 88 million. That's 20 million a year.
Okay, so then that adds up to what's their payroll going to be if... Signs, when it's still not going to be over the luxury tax, right? Yeah.
No, it's not. With some proposals that they got, it could go up to like 230 million.
Yeah. So, and if they sign Bauer, he wants like 160. And I'm hearing that he wants what, like 4 or 5 years or something?
Yo,
so
listen to this. Listen to this. What they wrote. Huh? Listen to what they wrote. Trade for Cubs starting pitcher Kyle Hendricks, $12 million. Give up Clint Frazier, $2.1 million. Starting pitcher Clark Smith, that's a $500,000. Albert Abreu, $500,000. And that'll bring you to $214 million.
Yeah.
Ain't that crazy? But you can't get rid of Clint Frazier or Clark Smith.
No, we need Clint Frazier, and we need that outfield because we got Judge and Frazier and Hicks now, and their outfield is what's, like, really their strength. Their infield seems to be, like, their downfall, like, their weakness, but I think you got to keep Frazier. He seems to be, like, a mainstay on this team now, so I don't see him being traded unless we trade for a great pitcher. That's the only way I see him going, but I don't see this guy getting traded, no way. Andujar's going to get traded. I think he might be in a trade.
Yeah, he's not doing well down there in the Dominican Republic. He ain't doing well down there. And,
yeah, he's done. Clint Frazier, I can't believe they haven't traded him by now. I thought he was going to be gone.
Yeah, I think it's coming to an end with this guy. But Clint Frazier, he's trying to take somebody's job over there, though. He's playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't blame him, man, because I think he's a good player. They just got to give him a chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Clint Frazier's really good. And I, like I told you a million times, you got to trade Gary Sanchez, man. I'll be shocked if he's back. So wait a minute. If the Yankees don't pick up the tomorrow's a non-tender thing, if they don't pick up the option, that means he's gone, right? He's like, he's not going to be back, right?
I'm not sure, man. I can't confirm that. Right now, I'm not off the top of my head. I have no idea.
Yeah, because I thought if they don't like give those guys whatever, I don't know if it's the arbitration or the non-tender thing. I think it is considered like part of the arbitration. But I think if the Yankees decline Sanchez, then yeah, I think he's pretty much gone.
Well, I think what they're gonna do is they're gonna take Sanchez back, but I think he's gonna be trade bait.
Yeah.
Because I think they have to sign him. You know, it's like you have no choice type of thing.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't personally sign him back, but if they're going to, I mean, I don't know what they're trying. What do they want to see from this guy? We've seen enough. I mean, it's been 4 years of like a disaster. I don't know what you're going to see differently this time around. I really don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you've been seeing the same movie every year. It's like, yeah, my God, I can't live it no more.
So that's the problem with the Yankees. They don't. Like, they keep thinking they're going to run the same exact team out every year and it's going to be different. Like, they're going to get lucky. But they're not. That's the problem with them. They're too loyal to their team. They don't want to make, like, sacrifices. They have to make changes on this team. And they don't want to do that. And that's why they never win the World Series, because they don't make these changes that everybody wants to see. They just keep bringing back the same guys every year. It's just the same. It's the same movie, like you said. And that's why we don't win. Like, we need to make these changes. We need to trade Sanchez. We need to get, like, a better starting pitcher after Garrett Cole. They don't make these moves, and this is why they don't win. And sorry, Brian Cashman is not a good GM. He just doesn't pull the trigger on these things, and he just keeps throwing out the same exact team every year, and that's why we lose. I mean, you can't win like that. You just can't win.
Brian Cashman is the godfather over there, man. You gotta kiss the ring and all that, man.
they just keep going. They're going off of all the other championships that he's won, but he was only really part of one. That's it, 2009. I don't like hold him responsible. I mean, I don't like think he was a part of those other titles, because he was like basically underground. He was more of like an assistant GM. He was, I mean, 98, he was really, really took over, but I don't know. I mean, they just give him credit for everything. It's just,
pathetic. And the old stadium, he was hyped up in the whole stadium, though.
He was hyped up. He was hyped up for like 20-something years.
Yeah, man. And the last 10, he dudded out. He's a dud now. He's really a dud.
He's a dud. He's like a car that's old. It's stale. That you got to get rid of it. You got to throw out.
It's like, I don't know. Like, I don't understand. Like, you know, like, you watch the baseball game on TV, right? I watch the baseball game on TV. He watching the baseball game on TV. What game are you watching? Right? Yeah, if you see it, I see it. He gotta see it.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know what he's watching. He maybe he needs his eyes checked or something. Maybe he's blind.
Right? And if people and like you said, people screaming at you, we need pitching, we need pitching, and you still don't do anything about the pitching.
No, he doesn't. He just signed Cole. That's it. What the Yankees do, if they do anything, they make one big move and that's it. I told you, it's half. They half-ass the Yankees. They do half-ass things. They don't do a complete, like, you know, thing that we want to see them do. Like, they don't make three big moves, two big moves. It's one giant move, and then that's it. They just feel like they're going to build around that one thing, like they got Cole. And they think that everything is going to rely on Garrett Cole, but you can't just win with one player.
Right, but wait. They bought the last pitchers that they got, like the Ottavinos and these guys. Yeah. They purchased them off of just analytics.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Hoping that they're gonna be good when they buy them. Meanwhile, they wasn't good at all. You know, they just had fluke years.
You know what the Yankees basically are? They're like, it's like a brand new car. It's like a Lamborghini, but you know what? It's a Lamborghini without the wheels. That's what it is. It's a Lamborghini without the wheels. You can't drive a car without wheels. That's basically what the Yankees are.
Yeah,
they
man.
They do the same exact thing every single year, and they don't learn their lesson. I don't know why. And they just let everybody down. That's why we don't have any hope for this team.
Yeah, man. It's getting that way, man, where they got to, like, do something about it, man. It's time to, like, change it up.
You know? It's time for a change. It's time to get rid of Cashman. They got to make
They
some really
all their
drastic
jobs is
changes
on the
there.
line, man. I think after this year, especially,
Aaron
you,
Boone too. I think
yeah.
he's going to be in the hot seat.
Yeah,
Aaron
after
Boone.
this year, I mean, last year you can't really judge everybody and every player on what they did because of the pandemic season and all that. I
Yeah.
get it, I get it. But next year is your year to be
Yes.
evaluated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Evaluation is upon us,
Yes.
and we gotta find out if your ass need to go. You
Yep, that's it.
know?
And I think more next year probably than this season is going to be like the season where the Yankees would have to make a major sacrifices if they lose again, because might even have to consider maybe letting Aaron Judge and Gleyber Torres go. Because if they lose again, then I like to see maybe possibly like a breakup. And they're going to have to like make major changes, because cannot keep the same team
Nah,
anymore.
man.
It's like that's it. I mean, you can't do
Signing.
this anymore.
Imagine re-signing Tanaka 2 more years.
Oh God,
I can't live like that. I can't do it. I can't do
no,
it.
man.
I
He's got
love
a
the
torn
man.
elbow. You don't know when this guy—he's a time bomb. You don't know when that elbow's gonna like go. I mean, he's got the elbow issue.
Yo,
What if he like?
right. I mean, I'm a big Tanaka fan, man. I got the Tanaka jersey number
Yeah,
19 and all
I
that.
mean, I used to like him, but I'm starting to. I'm sorry, but this guy, yeah, he's done, man. He like
You
stick a fork
know,
in him. He's done. He's not.
realistically, it's like, yo, it's over, man. It's
Yeah.
like your how you know, like in PlayStation, they green little
Yeah.
bar go down to
Yeah.
red. That thing,
Yeah.
his joint is all the way down to red, yo. No confidence, no
Yeah.
nothing on there.
I have no confidence in him because he pitched two bad games in the postseason. And in the regular season, you see what he does in the regular season. He's up and down. Either
Yeah.
really he pitches really good, or there's games where he loses it in the third inning. I mean, the third inning, the game is over already. He gives up like home runs, and the game's over. It's like 6-0, and the game's over. Third inning.
Man, in 2019, I seen Tanaka pitch like almost a full game in one game. That was it. He after that, he ain't make it to the third or fourth inning. It was like he was
Yeah.
done.
See, I wish more Yankee fans would think like me and you. See, the problem is the content that a lot of these Yankee fans put out. Not for anything, but they don't like want to speak facts about this team. They just think it's going to be lolly jolly every year. We're gonna be a World Series favorite again. But that's not the facts with this team. They don't. They have a great team, but they don't show up in the playoffs every year. People
Well,
should
if you
know that.
notice, right? If you notice, right? The Yes
Yeah.
Network, the Yankees itself,
Yeah.
MLB Network, whatever, they don't show
Yeah.
no nothing negative with the Yankees. If you notice
No,
that. They
they
don't
don't.
talk negative. I mean MLB does, but you know, because they have to or
ESPN
whatever.
does, and there's a lot of Yankee haters out there. They do. It's just the only one that really speaks positive about them is really the YES Network. MLB Network kind of goes in the opposite direction. They're like more like 50-50. But
Yeah.
I think the other news networks, the other channels for sports, they don't like the Yankees, but they don't want to like make them look bad, I guess, because they know that they're flawed. But they
Right.
kind of like, I don't know, but we know
Right.
this team is not, they're not a championship team, man.
What I was just trying to say is that the Yankees don't want to show their faults, you know,
No.
or their mistakes. They don't like that, especially in
No.
Yankee Stadium. In Yankee Stadium, they don't show no replay that a
No.
Yankee player messed up on.
No,
They
they
don't
don't.
show no replay. Only a replay that he made a great catch or a great hit. That's it. You know?
It's just the
But
same. Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, Yankee fandom. It's just they favor the Yankees all the time. And I don't like Michael Kay either. Michael Kay is a terrible broadcaster. I don't think he's good. I don't
yeah, man,
watch
you
him.
tired of Michael Kay already?
Yeah,
You know, yeah,
I've.
he's getting you know, I like when they have Michael Kay, Ken Singleton, and Paul O'Neill together. Them dudes is funny
Yeah.
as hell, man.
I always like Mike Francesa more. Michael Kay just,
Oh, I
I
love
don't know.
Mike Francesa. I love my he's the Pope of all radio, man.
Oh, of course, Mike Francesa. I loved him when they was Mike and the Mad Dog. They were the best together. They were great.
Yeah, that was a good team.
But this guy is just, I don't know. He's too much. He's in love with the Yankees. He doesn't want to say anything negative about the Yankees. He's afraid to talk negative about them. Like, he has to say every year that they're a World Series favorite. Otherwise, I guess if the guy says anything negative, he could lose his job. So he has to say something positive about them. Like, this rotation that they have right now, do you think this is a World Series rotation? Of course not. But he'll say that because, he works for the Yankees. He can't say nothing bad about the rotation. So.
That's true, man. Yeah, but let's see, man, what happens in this season to come, man,
And
because
if you look at all the other big free agents, there's really nobody else. I mean, that's really it. There's Marcus Simeon. I mean, there's not really any other. There's another guy, Marcelo Ozuna. There's not really any big names. I mean, it's just Trevor Bauer and Muto, Springer, Michael Bradley. I mean, that's really it. There's nobody like big names.
Yeah, and those are people that we don't even need.
Yeah, Liam Hendricks. Yeah, I don't want these guys. Yeah, I don't want any of those cheating players on the Astros.
Nah, man. No
Yep.
Astros. That'll be horrible. I think those players are banned from playing on the Yankees, period.
No, I don't want them on team. But what team do you really see being like a threat to in general this year? There's not going to be a lot of teams. It's usually just I just being really see being the Dodgers, the National League, the Braves are going to be really good, I guess. The Nationals could bounce back. I don't really see in the American League. It's going to be the same teams again. We know the Yankees, the Rays, I guess Cleveland. But I don't really see. I mean, the Yankees—they have a shot, man. They could win. But problem with them is they always fall short. They don't hit with runners in scoring position. They always have that problem every single year. You know that they've been doing that for the longest. They don't hit with runners on base. They just can't get it done.
Yeah, it's true, man. Nah, it's true, man. Yeah, it's true, man. They got to get some spunk up in there, man. It's
Yeah,
sad, but
and
they got
Cal
money to
hits.
spend, though. I don't get with this luxury crap thing. But anyway, man, let's end the
Yeah.
show here. It was a good
All
show,
right.
man. And
All right, it was great, man.
hopefully, the Yankee management gets this luxury tax thing out of their head. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
And
I hope so, man. I hope so. If you tell them
worry
they can
about it.
spend money and they don't have to worry about this luxury tax, and they can spend the money. But anyways, man, it was a great show. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. Oh, and I want to
Really.
shout out because he's been writing the whole time, and I didn't really get to respond to his stuff, but the Pope of Sports and
Yeah.
Entertainment, the Truth. Thank you so much
All
for
right.
joining us, man. And I'm gonna catch up with you and him and all you guys. So thank you, man.
All right.
So yeah, man, that's the show. It was a good show, and we're
All
gonna end
right.
it there. Thank you to the